beginning now with our practice by feeling once again the support of the earth. And just really feel into that unconditional support through body. Feeling too the unconditional support of the air through breathing. And abiding for a while in a mindfulness practice before we go into the practice of the benefactors. And so as you sit here feeling earth and air, I'll just make a few comments and then we'll just sit quietly with the breathing. And then the benefactor practice. So when you're practicing with a benefactor, as I said earlier, to have a really broad view of who could possibly be a benefactor and try to let it be someone who's really easy. Where you just open to the friendliness. And part of these practices, these metta practices, is having an image or, you know, a sensing into, if visualizing isn't something you can do, but really recollecting this being in your mind's eye or this blessing. And your sense of appreciation of the generosity that's been bestowed upon you. And that can include generosity we've received from ourselves when we do metta for ourselves. We want to really take our time when we get into the phrases to feel into the meaning of them. And so having nice little pauses between the phrases helps us with that. To sense into the meaning. And allow space for any feelings of goodwill to arise. And so taking a bit of time now to just settle into presence through body and through breathing. Coming back as attention wanders, labeling experiences. Using an anchor that suits you. And so in a few moments, we will go into the metta practice, beginning with a benefactor. And as I said, let it be someone that's really easy, and that may be someone personal to you, or perhaps not even personally known, but you've sensed their goodwill. You may have benefited from them at a distance, such as a Dharma teacher, an author, a benevolent being could be possible, or a spiritual being that is meaningful for you. Could be a dear pet, an animal. And as we practiced at the beginning, it could be the earth itself. And we want to practice sensing as we visualize that we're receiving their generosity. And that in turn, as we offer the phrases to them, we're sending the generosity of our goodwill. So it's all back and forwards. Some don't use phrases, and they might use just sense of an image or feeling of light or goodwill, a strong sense of appreciation. And that's fine too. And I will offer for you the phrases that are in your text, Boundless Heart, pages 32 to 36, for the practice of the benefactor. And so holding in mind the benefactor of your choosing, sensing, imaging, perhaps there's a particular memory to recollect that may be helpful. Keeping a good sense of the body and the breathing throughout, being embodied. And as we offer the phrases, taking your time with them and feeling into their meaning, detecting any goodwill that should arise. And so with this first benefactor, may you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness. May you live with ease and kindness. And so in the silence, practicing with these phrases or in a way of your choosing for a benefactor, feeling back into body, breath, the phrases, the image, whenever attention wanders, returning to the phrases or however you're practicing. Sometimes as we practice, we have feelings that are anything but goodwill. Noticing these experiences, pausing with the practice and giving yourself some care, self-compassion breaks, soothing touch, mindfully acknowledging whatever it is, remembering that we all struggle in our lives, and really feel into the soothing touch and some phrases of compassion for yourself. And then when you're ready, returning as you're able to offering metta to your benefactor. And take a few moments to wrap up your phrases for this benefactor and check in with how it's sitting with you. How is the body, the heart, mind? Feeling the unconditional support of earth and air. Imagine now, if you will, that this benefactor, or perhaps it's another one, that's fine, is offering you the phrases. So sensing into the goodwill of this benefactor, that they would offer you the phrases. And as you go through the phrases for yourself, coming from the benefactor, you may have the benefactor say your name. You may have a sense of yourself as you are now, or perhaps as a young child. Remembering to pause and savor the phrases as you go, receiving from the benefactor. May you be safe and well. Maybe in the midst of things, may you be safe and well. be peaceful in the midst of things. Peaceful. Hearing the phrases from the benefactor. May you live with ease and kindness in the midst of things. Ease and kindness. And continuing to practice in this way in the silence. There's always caring for ourselves as we go, soothing touch. Coming back as attention wanders. Taking care of any powerful emotions, afflictive emotions that may show, troubling thoughts. Naming, self-compassion breaks. And as you're ready, coming back, receiving from the benefactor. And take a few moments to wrap up those phrases. Notice how they are for you. And if you feel ready, just simply offering metta for yourself. directly. And take another few moments for metta directly to yourself and open to your experience and letting it be as it is with kindness and care. Really grounding and resourcing ourselves through the body and the breathing. These unconditional resources. Gail Fronsdale reminds us, generosity is not limited to the giving of material things. We can be generous with our kindness and receptivity. Generosity can mean the simple giving of a smile or extending ourselves to really listen to a friend. Paradoxically, even being willing to receive the generosity of others can be a form of generosity. And so receiving from our benefactors is a form of generosity. Letting the body and the breathing just settle in these last few moments. short piece to end our practice here together from Raymond Carver. And did you get what you wanted from this life? Even so, I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on the earth.